Battle for the Body, Chapter 15, Healing Follow-Up Ministry. Healing Promise to Claim. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews chapter 4, verses 15 to 16. Introduction. It is important that those who have been healed receive follow-up ministry. Jesus gave follow-up instructions to those who experienced healing and deliverance. He spoke to the man who had been healed of leprosy, and he charged him to tell no man, but go and shew thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing according as Moses commanded, for a testimony unto them. Luke chapter 5, verse 14. He told a sinful woman who had been healed, return to thine own house and shew how great things God hath done unto thee. Luke chapter 8, verse 39. He told the man at the pool of Bethesda, behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. John chapter 5, verse 14. To the woman caught in adultery, he said, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. John chapter 8, verse 11. If you are ministering individually to a person, you may want to give follow-up instructions yourself. If you are ministering in a mass crusade, provide counseling after the service or the following morning. If you are ministering in a local church, ask the pastor to provide follow-up care for those who are healed. Follow-up instructions should deal with what to do to remain healed, what to do if they were not healed. What to do to remain healed. Teach those who have been healed to recognize the attacks of Satan. Just as Satan tempts every convert who has been saved, he tempts every person who is healed. Just as you can lose spiritual victory, you can lose physical victory. Whatever you trust God for in your spiritual walk, you will be tested in that area. Satan will tempt you by symptoms. Healing is sometimes gradual. All of your symptoms may not be gone immediately. Your symptoms may even get worse. You may have a fever, but this can be the body processes of fighting off the infection as part of the healing process. Walk with your spiritual senses, not natural senses. Do not go around volunteering information on your symptoms should they return. On the other hand, do not lie about them. If asked, answer, yes, I have the symptoms of, but by the stripes I am healed. Symptoms distract you from the Word of God, His presence, promises, and power. Do not speak negative words that glorify Satan's ability to attack your body. Which encourages you most, lack of symptoms or God's Word that states He is your healer? Which is your focus? Getting you to look at others. Satan points out those who thought they were healed but are now sick again. Do you look at those who claimed they were saved but are now living in sin, and use such an example to deny the reality of salvation? Fear. Satan makes you fearful that your illness will return. Negative people around you. Those filled with unbelief who plant doubt in your mind. Resist the attacks of Satan. Keep in an atmosphere of faith by continuing to study God's Word on healing. Praise God for your healing. Keep in contact with your healer by prayer. Testify about your healing to others, giving glory to God. One way to overcome Satan is by the word of your testimony. Resist the attacks of Satan with the Rhema word of God by quoting specific verses about healing. Do not waver in your belief, as a man who wavers will not receive from God. James chapter 1, verses 6 through 8. Contend, or wrestle, earnestly in the faith for your healing. Romans chapter 10, verse 9. Surround yourself with a positive environment of faith, those who continue to praise God with you for healing and help you resist the attacks of the enemy. become part of a church fellowship. You resist the attacks of Satan when you use your spiritual authority, which includes the Word of God, the blood of Jesus, the word of your own testimony, authority to bind and loose, prayer and praise, weapons of warfare listed in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18, the authority and power of the Holy Spirit. If you have not experienced the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you should seek it. The Holy Spirit provides power, which will help you maintain your healing. Change your lifestyle. A return to sinful practices can mean a return of the sickness. John chapter 8, verse 11. Walk in obedience to God and His Word. Willful sin can result in losing healing. John chapter 5, verse 14. A return to unhealthy practices can also make sickness return. Unhealthy practices are actually sin, for you are defiling God's temple. Follow biblical guidelines for health and healing. Chapter 20 of this manual provides these guidelines. Return for medical verification. If you have been under medical care, return to your doctor for verification of your healing. Under Old Testament law, priests were like physicians. They diagnosed illnesses and pronounced healings. Jesus told the leper who he healed, "Go and shew thyself to the priest and offer for thy cleansing according as Moses commanded, for a testimony unto them." Luke chapter 5, verse 14. What to do if they were not healed? Do not let people leave discouraged or guilty because they did not get healed. Avoid the temptation of inventing reasons for their lack of healing, unless God should specifically reveal reasons. Before they leave the service, caution them that just because they do not see visible results does not mean they are not healed. Healing begins in the Spirit. There are delayed healings, example, that of the barrenness of Abraham and Sarah, even though the word was given years before. There is also timing involved. Consider the lame man at the temple gate in Acts chapter 5. Jesus walked through those gates often, yet he did not heal the crippled man who had been there for years. He was later healed by Peter and John, Acts chapter 5, verses 15 through 16. There was also a set timing for deliverance of Job and Lazarus. You may want to assign someone to continue to work with the sick person in these follow-up steps. 1. Continue to persevere in prayer for healing. Jesus taught persevering prayer. He did not discourage it. Call for the elders of the church to pray over you. 2. Continue to build your faith. You do this through study of the Rhema Word of God on healing. 3. Continue to confess your sins. Confess your sins on a daily basis so they will not aggravate your physical condition. Live and walk in obedience to the Word of God. 4. Use your spiritual power. All believers possess the basics for healing and deliverance. They are the Word of God, the blood of Jesus, the word of your own testimony, authority to bind and loose, prayer and praise, weapons of warfare listed in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18, the authority and power of the Holy Spirit. Where applicable, change your lifestyle. Eliminate sinful and unhealthy practices. Healing often comes when you bring your lifestyle in harmony and obedience with God's word. 6. Follow scriptural directives for life and health. These are provided in chapter 20 of this course. 7. Create an atmosphere of faith. Surround yourself with an atmosphere of faith by becoming part of a fellowship of believers. 8. Commit yourself to total trust in God. Total trust means that in living or dying, sickness or health, you know you are in His hands. John chapter 10, verse 29, Job chapter 13, verse 15, and chapter 19, verse 26. 9. React positively to suffering. While you are waiting for total healing, React to your suffering in such a way that others will be affected in a positive way. You can do this by giving thanks. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. Letting God perfect his strength in weakness. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9 to 10. Demonstrating patience while you wait. People wait in doctors' offices for the results of medical tests. We wait on medicine to work. Why can't we wait on God? Those with patience inherit the promises. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12, chapter 12, verses 2 to 3, James chapter 1, verses 2 to 4, chapter 5, verses 10 to 11, Psalms 27, verse 14, Psalms 37, verse 34, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, and Romans chapter 5, verses 3 to 5. Recognize that no suffering is without purpose. Study the biblical record of those who suffered, which documents this. 10. Claim the promises of God. Even if you feel God has forsaken you, continue to claim these promises and pray these prayers. Psalms 5, verses 1 to 3, Psalms 6, verses 2 through 9, Psalms 13, verses 1 through 6, Psalms 22, verse 19, Psalms 27, verse 7, Psalms 31, verses 21 through 22, Psalms 42, verses 9 through 11, Psalms 54, verses 1 to 2, Psalms 55, verses 1 to 2, Psalms 70, verse 1, Psalms 71, verses 9 through 21, Psalms 86, verses 6 to 7, Psalms 94, verse 19, and Psalms 102, verses 1 through 7, as well as 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 17 to 18. 11. Give and you will receive. The Bible teaches a key principle in God's kingdom, which is that we will receive when we give. If you are a believer, begin to minister God's healing power to others. As you give, you will receive.